I wonder if you've been having a good time with the Lord. It'll help your countenance. I'm telling you. You know what the devil wants to do? The devil wants you talking about everything in this world but God. Anything of insignificance or less significance than God, and everything is in less significance to him. I would encourage you, if someone else is praying, don't ever interrupt their prayer time. Do your very, very best. Now, I'm not talking about some little child, but even then, if he's trying, you know what I'm talking about? If he's in there praying because he knows he's going to get a spanking. Different story. I need to use wisdom. Okay, you with me? But I'm serious. Your time and my time with God, I'm so glad at the beginning of the His Baptist Churches, the Holy Independent Separated Baptist Churches of America, the very top of it, we had family devotions, and we put above that, we didn't even put personal devotions. So it's personal devotions. Then the second thing there is family devotions. The third thing is a greater emphasis on prayer. And that's what I asked my boy Stephen to teach on, those three things. And they all have relationship to our walk with the Lord. How is your walk with the Lord? How is your time with God? Young lady, young man, how is your time with the Lord? Did you used to spend more time with the Lord than you are now? Did you used to have a real heart for God, and you were aflame when you just got saved, and oh, you just couldn't read the Bible enough, and now it's all dry wood? Well, I've got a bunch of verses. I'll spruce this up a little bit. Help us. I believe the Lord gave me these verses, so we all ought to take heed to them. Precious Word of God. Thirsting for God and His ways, righteousness, and holiness. Thirsting for God. We need to have a thirst for God. The devil wants us doing other things other than thirsting for God and His presence. There's a million things, good things to do, but the best thing is spend time with the Lord. The best thing is to have your family devotions. The best thing is to have your time of prayer with the Lord. One other one we're going to deal with. The best thing is when you sing unto the Lord and He sings back to you. We talk to God in prayer and His Word talks back to us. The Bible says, as the heart pants after the water brook, so pants my soul after thee. As the heart that maybe has been hunted, or he's just been running, and he's all heated up like a horse would get all heated up from galloping. And so that deer comes down there, that heart comes down to the water brook. It just pants after the water brook. So pants my soul after thee, O God. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Do you hunger and thirst after righteousness? Christ is made unto us righteousness. Do you hunger and thirst after, you know, just, I was just trying my best today to just spend time thinking about Christ. Just thinking about His death, His burial, His resurrection, His blood, His sacrifice, His salvation. Now, you know why you need to think about Christ is because you're thinking about the Holy One. And it seems like what we're doing most all the time is less than the holiest of all, right? There was the holy place, and then there was the holiest of all. I mean, I wonder if there's three of us in this congregation tonight. I wonder if there's even three of us, and I'm not going to ask you. I wonder if there's three of us in the whole congregation, this pastor included. I wonder if there's even one of us and probably not me, who just got a hold of God in such a great way last week that you just sensed His presence so glorious, it was like you were taken up into the third heaven. Well, Christ is God. Christ is holy. Christ is purity of purity. I'll tell you what the devil wants us thinking about: anything that's impure, anything that's unholy. The news media. Oh, you listen to the, you can't even listen to the news and the talk show before the news, KLBJ, and they got into such stuff the other day. I thought, oh, what in the world is this? You say, well, that's just the way it is in the public school system. Well, it may be, but I don't need to hear it. I really don't need to hear all that filth. It's not good for you. No, we want to think about lovely things and pure things and glorious things. Do you hunger and thirst after righteousness? Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. What do you talk about all day long? Your automobile? Paying bills? Going shopping? Fixing this thing? Fixing that thing? There's something better. There's time with God. This preaching service is a proof of it. Why do we need to get together twice on Sunday and once on Wednesday night? Because sometimes you just need to sit there and listen to the preacher preach and let the Holy Spirit of God, who's the great comforter, the great teacher, the great guide, speak to you. And you need to just shut your mouth and listen to God speak to you. Amen? And the Lord says we need to come together and worship. There's other people say, oh, I can worship God on the lake. No, you can't either. Not like you can worship Him in church. Not like you can worship Him in your time of real prayer, for a stupid fish might get on your line and then your attention toward God is distracted as you want to get the fish into the boat. Hello? God doesn't like to be interrupted by fishing and fish biting on your line. I'm not speaking against hunting now. If you didn't get a deer, I wish you'd have got one. And I want a piece of it if you get one, because I'm praying you'll get one. No, I'm praying. I guess I don't deserve it. Give it to someone who did pray you'd get one. Amen. If you go fishing, you ought to give Pastor Hammond some of the fish. Well, amen. Servants of the Lord, give Brother Metcalf some of the fish. Give Brother Grab some of the fish. Man alive, they need a whole lot of fish to feed all that crowd. Amen? These men are in full-time service for the Lord. You ought to honor them. Amen? A double portion. Don't muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn. And whatsoever ye do in word and deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. It says in Colossians 4:2, continue in prayer and watch. In the same with thanksgiving. Listen to this verse. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. You need to delight in God. We need to thirst, hunger and thirst after righteousness. We need to be like that deer that's needing some water for running so hard. Tell you the truth, ladies, you need to get a hold of God in prayer. You have so many children to take care of. You need to get alone with God. You say, I talk to God while I'm spanking my kids. I don't believe it. Not like you could in the closet with God, praying that God will save those little ones' souls. If you're not careful, all you do is have a pity party for 6 months or a year, and you could be praying someone into the kingdom. You could go soul winning and reach someone for Christ. Someone else in worse shape than you are. Hello? I think what a comfort. And weep with those who do weep, and rejoice with those who do rejoice. But they're still going to hell all around us. Amen? We need to go reach somebody for Christ. And you need to do it whether you feel like it or not. Because often our men don't feel like going to work on in the morning, and they go anyhow because it's their duty. Amen? It's your duty. And when you get there at the place of work, after your PT's over and all that other mess, even when you're there at the PT, at least you're there on time, and you're doing your job, and after a while, maybe not at first, but after a while you feel good about the fact that at least you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, right? Life's not all a picnic. But I'll tell you what, the best thing is your time with the Lord. Time with the Lord. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. By the way, Jacob so loved Rachel that it seemed but a few days. Listen to what this verse says in Genesis 29:20. If we'd so love the Lord, our labor wouldn't be so rough. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. I think about that dear little old lady. Mrs. Mackey, mortuary there in Greenville. And Mrs. Mackey, she said, I was so busy serving the Lord. All of a sudden, I was 60 years old and I realized I'd never gotten married. Would to God we'd be so wrapped up in our Lord Jesus Christ and serving and helping little children find Christ and getting out good literature and doing the things that Mrs. Mackey was doing for Christ that she just forgot all about having a normal home and everything else. Like Jacob, it was 7 years, but for a few days for the love he had for Rachel. What about our love for Christ? I was thinking about it, honey, just today. Man alive, I remember when we just were getting going for the Lord. Newly married, young. And all of a sudden, you're not young anymore. Well, it was a good, exciting ride. Hello? I'd do it again. Why, we're just serving Jesus, just following the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Sometimes stumbling and making some mistakes, and sometimes doing pretty good, and sometimes doing real bad. And you know, I mean, but we're still just serving the Lord. And all of a sudden, your life is not, you know, a good part of it's gone. That's not so bad. Don't go around saying, oh, look at all I missed. I didn't miss anything. Truth of the matter is, more of us need to be without having to go to McDonald's and just buy anything we want. That was good for us. These people today are so pampered, have everything they want plus everything. Amen? They want a car, they just plumb go get it. Hello? Huh? Some of them had the money to pay it off and not get in trouble over it either. Yes, the rich man, and in hell he lift up his eyes being in torment. Did you know what it said about Lazarus? He was the beggar. The beggar, and he's in Abraham's bosom. Jews had a hard time with that because David was so rich, Solomon was so rich, all the kings were so rich, Abraham was so rich, Isaac was so rich, Jacob was so rich. Then you hear in the New Testament, and he who was rich became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Our riches are something different than this world's riches. We need to be rich in grace, rich in God, rich in our thirst for God, hunger for God. Psalm 104:34. Listen to this verse. I will be glad in the Lord. My meditation of him shall be sweet. Is your meditation of the Lord sweet? I said, is your meditation of the Lord sweet? I noticed Brother Farron, he grabbed his wife's hair in the back at the soul winning the other day and grabbed her little thing back there and jerked her hair. I said, that sure wasn't the first time you did that. He said, we did that in school. They got married the month after they graduated, I guess, or something like that. Maybe the day after they graduated. I don't know. But from high school, not from college, from high school. Well, he's been jerking her hair for all those years, you know. think she swatted him a good. No, I don't know what she. I don't know. But I mean, just keep things. You know, he's still got his arm around her. I think. I don't know. Say, oh, that's old stuff. Yeah. It's real old stuff. Yeah. You better stay close to your wife. You won't have a wife. I know if the government takes them away for a while over in Iraq and everything else, but I'm telling you what. You could be close to them. You know, when they were praying, if you're possibly, if you can find out the same time, you could even pray together at the same time. Hello? You maybe could work that out. I know it's on the other side of the world, but wouldn't hurt to try it a little bit, would it? Get the same time. So we encouraged. We encourage the young ones who are dating to pray together before they get married. How is your time with the Lord? By the way, why should we hunger and thirst after righteousness? Why should we be as the hart pants after the water brook? Why should our soul be panting after God? It's because we love Him so much. He's our first love and our great love. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in thy likeness. Seems like you almost become a lot more like each other as you get older as well, and you live together. Come like each other. But is your meditation of him sweet? Say it used to be, but that's all you've got is used to be. What about now? We should sing to each other. My Lord and I, we should sing to each other. We sing to Him. I believe He sings back to us. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Psalm 33:3. Look there, please. Psalm 33:3. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. I'm telling you, sometimes you need to get loud with God. Sometimes you need to pray with a loud mouth, voice, praise God, hallelujah. Sometimes you need to have instruments and play them as loud as you can play them unto the Lord. Some of this soft music in our churches, it's bothering me. We don't need this soft music. We don't need this feminine music in our church. It's our Heavenly Father, not our Heavenly Mother. We don't need soft music. We need marching music. Stand up for Jesus. Onward, Christian soldiers. Marching as to war. Hello, say amen or whatever. I'm right anyhow. I'm right about this. We've got this sweet, sensuous music where they... And it breaks down the barrier. It breaks down the barrier when they... And it's sensuous. And it's devilish. Breaks down that barrier. Here you're singing about Jesus and sounds like it's a... Some kind of Hollywood foolishness, wickedness. Hello? Amy Grunton. Sandy Patty, and she just leaves her husband. They had her lined up to sing Oh Holy Night. And the problem is her Oh Unholy Night ruined Oh Holy Night. She's got a beautiful voice. She ought to keep her morals right or get out of the things of God and don't sing ever again about the Lord God of heaven living in a fashion like that. Left her husband and took up with a drummer. Such a wickedness. The Word didn't even want to do her song because of that. I wouldn't do her song either. I'd cancel some contracts. I'd put a big ad in the paper. The same paper, right here in Killeen, there was a great pastor who was the president, I think, of the Southern Baptist Convention. His wife left him.
Charles Stanley, and the same one was Amy Grant or Sandy Patty, left their husband and went with someone else in the same newspaper. And they said they were going to keep Charles Stanley as the head pastor, but he wasn't going to do counseling. He was just going to do preaching. Come on. Cut it out. Book, chapter, and verse, please. Oh, are we in a messed up outfit in our world? Did we read that verse, 33:3? Yes, then look at 96:1 quickly. 96:1. By the way, what I said earlier, I meant it. Don't you believe everything you hear on the news, you try the spirits. The news media is so liberal and wicked, it has not one good thing to say about our president. ABC, NBC, CBC, I don't know what nowhere. It's a bunch of junk, all of it. I don't even think Fox is as straight as it ought to be, half of them. It is strange that they use Fox. Isn't that the one they use for the military, though? Because it's a little bit more conservative than these other bonehead outfits. Do they think everybody's stupid? You know, listen, did you know that Hitler kept telling people lies, so many lies and lies and lies and lies, and he was telling them in Belgium that, oh, we have no intention of coming after you, and he had the bombers already up in the air ready to go. He had everything lined up to just crush Belgium in a minute and go into Denmark, go into Norway, and he did that with all of them. I have no intention of coming into France, you dirty liar. The devil lies about everything. He told so many lies to the German people. They were going around, Heil Hitler! Heil Hitler! Heil Hitler! People believe anything if you tell them a lie long enough. Our media, it's scary, all this junk they're teaching us. They're just conditioning us. Conditioning us. So that we're opposed. We'll try to find something wrong with standing up for the Ten Commandments down in Alabama. Well, maybe they're not charitable enough. Charitable enough? I want to crack someone's head for taking my Ten Commandments out of Alabama. You say, oh, you're getting violent. They sure get violent with us when they put us in jail. They put guys in jail for praying around the Ten Commandments thing. What right do they have to do that? No, the truth of the matter is they had no right to take that out of there. I don't care what they said. They had no right to treat God like they treat him, nor his Ten Commandments. We're in a mixed up world. People are crazy. Verse 1, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. 98, Psalm 98:1, look at that one. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. Psalm 144:9. Look at there quickly. Psalm 144:9. I will sing a new song unto thee, O Lord, upon the psaltery, and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. In 149:1. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of saints. Well, we ought to sing unto the Lord. By the way, the Lord thinks upon us. Psalm 40:5, I believe it is. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done and thy thoughts which are to usward. Aren't you glad God thinks upon us? And thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. More than can be numbered. Glory. I put down here glory 3 times. All the thoughts of God toward us. Aren't you glad he thinks upon us? Another verse. But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. We're poor and needy, but the Lord thinks upon us. Aren't you glad? Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. And then Psalm 42, verse 1 and 2. As the heart, this is what we had before, as the heart pants after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? 42, verse 6. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites, from the hill Miser. 42, verse 8. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. Get this now. In the daytime. And in the night his song shall be with me. And my prayer unto the God of my life. Really, the only one that matters is the Lord. Will you wake up, young person? The only one that matters is God. Will you wake up, young lady, young man? The only one that's important is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the principal one. So you ought to be thinking about the principal one all the time, not yourself. Get yourself off of the throne and let Christ live his life through you. Think about him. Think about his word. Think about his songs. Think about his instruments. Think about his praise. Think about his glory. Study his word. Get to know God. Get to know God better than you did last year, last week, last month. Do everything in your power to get others to know him and love him and appreciate him and respect him more. Do everything in your power. We had a good crowd out here last Saturday. Had a fair crowd last night out going on soul winning. I don't know if it encouraged anyone else, Sister Jamie, but I know you're leaving in a couple weeks, right? I was glad you came out last night. Really, I was thankful. I said, well, who is that? Who is that out here? I thought she's going back to North Carolina. You know what most people do? As soon as they get orders to go home, they just quit on God. Or they get a transfer to go somewhere else, they just quit everything. They quit their Sunday school class. They quit everything. They ought to gird up the loins of their mind and dig in and do a better job for the next couple of months and go on and do something for God. Who are they working for? The preacher anyhow? Or the praise of men? It's no time to quit. It's time to gird up the loins of our mind and go again and re-enlist. Hello? Well, they offended me. You're a weak, weak Christian. If someone saying something about you would get you down that badly. I said, you're a mighty weak Christian. Young man, young lady. If you can't take a little rebuke. Amen? Even from your brothers and sisters. Hello? Amen? Pretty weak. Amen? Say amen or oh me. Some heed the warning. Some heed the rebuke. Some don't. There will probably be some people that will burn up in those fires because they don't have enough sense to get out of there when they say, get out of here! Am I telling you the truth? They don't heed the warning. So blame the person that warned them. No, blame the person who didn't take the warning. Get out of here. Oh, but my cat. I don't care about your cat. Get out of here. Oh, but my horses. Get out of here. You're a human being. You're more important than your house. You can come back and rebuild. You get burned up, and you will have a time. You get burned badly. The Lord is my rock and my fortress. He's my castle. He's my net. He just nets us and keeps us close. He's my defense. He's my strong place. He's my pavilion. He's my bulwark. He's my hold. He's my protector. He's my refuge. He's my high tower. He's my everything. So I ought to be spending all my time living for him and thinking of him, speaking for him. Everything you do ought to be wrapped up in the God who created you, the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen? I mean, you know, all Jacob did for 7 years is think about Rachel, 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 Rachel. He thought about God too. because he'd made a promise to God back there. But I mean, all he thought about is, and you know what? God made 7 years to be just like a few days for his love for Rachel. Well, God can just make things go right along for your love for the Lord. He's our castle. Hallelujah. Then it says in, I don't have time for these other verses here, but I do have a time for a couple here. Isaiah 26:3, you ought to learn this one. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. How are you going to keep your mind, how are you going to be in perfect peace unless you learn to keep your mind on the Lord? We've got to keep our mind on Christ. And you know what? We have our mind on everything else but the Lord, if we're not careful, or what he's pleased with. That's why you always ought to have a whole pocket full of gospel tracts. They're a good primer. See, it starts here, and then pretty soon it's your mouth. Amen? But generally, when you give it out, here's something from the Holy Bible. This will show you how to go to heaven instead of hell. Better read this. Better thank God a preacher came by to talk to you. You know what I tell them now? I say, you ought to thank God a preacher came by. God sent a preacher by your house to tell you how to get to heaven. You ought to thank God. And you ought to get down on your knees right now and thank him. They ought to, really. That God sent a preacher by their house to tell them how to get to heaven. Don't you think Pilgrim, don't you think Christian in Pilgrim's Progress was glad that Evangelist came by and pointed him to the light? Amen. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. What did that say? The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. We don't need to forget the Lord. We need to remember him all the time. Think of him. Talk about him. Talk about his wondrous works. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yes, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. We're to seek God in the night. We're to seek him early in the morning. What did Daniel do? He prayed morning, noon, and night, three times a day. He opened his window toward Jerusalem and got down on his knees and prayed. And David said, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Then it says something else. It does not say study the Bible 24 hours a day. It does not say be spending your time giving to the poor 24 hours a day. It doesn't say be witnessing 24 hours a day. But the Bible says pray without ceasing. You're to be in the attitude of prayer all the time. You can pray without a Bible. And yet, isn't that something? They want to stop our children from praying in our public schools. They have no business doing that. They ought to be encouraging prayer in our public schools. Telling these atheists, go start your own school for atheists. This is America, right? Just go start your own school for atheists. The majority rules, and we want to pray. Amen? If we want to take an hour, I said an hour, in the public school for prayer, they'll be able to do what they want to do. Oh, well, they won't get their money. Who cares about money? They do. That's their problem. We ought to care about God first, not money. Hello? Some church isn't getting that business. Aren't we in a mess in our country? Aren't our homes in a mess? Aren't our churches in a mess? That's a sad thing that man said down the street. He said, that church I went to, that was the biggest church. And now this fella, I went by there today, so-and-so in concert. What does that mean? They didn't do that when I was a teenage boy in the Baptist churches up in Buffalo, New York. They say revival meeting or prayer meeting. They didn't say so-and-so in concert. That's pompous, bunch of Hollywood garbage. They've been conditioned to think that you can put up there so-and-so in concert. I want to hear from heaven. I don't want to hear some guy's good voice, supposedly good voice. Some of them don't have a decent voice, hardly. They just have the mixer do it all right up there, you know, and mix it all up, and they get their voice right in there. Listen, if you have a real beautiful voice, you don't have to tell anybody about it. It'll just plumb show out. And they'll say, oh, isn't that melodious? Isn't that beautiful? Well, thirsting for God. Are you thirsting for God lately? You know what? I need to close with one verse. Job said, I've esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. But I have to go a step further. I know it's 8:15, but we started late. I didn't get the pulpit till at least 7:30. I've only been about 45 minutes preaching. And I usually preach at least an hour. Everybody said amen. I'm probably going to be preaching this on Sunday, but I'm going to give you a little preview tonight. Job said, I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? You need to make a covenant with your eyes that they'll only look to Calvary. You need to make a covenant with your ears that it'll only listen to good music. Covenant with your eyes that you'll only behold good things, not questionable things. Your hands, you need to make a covenant with your hands that they only do holy things, pleasing to God things. You need to pray for your feet. You need to make a covenant with your feet that they only take you to the right place. And the house of God's the right place. The Bible preaching church, the place, that's the right place. Not the clubs and all the other places or the secondary nonsensical places. Then, you know another thing? We need to make a covenant with our taste buds too, our mouth that will only say the right things. The pleasing things, the holy things, the godly things. Also, we need to make a covenant with our mouth that we only eat as much as we should eat. Instead of more than what we should eat. And then we need to make a covenant with our mouth that we'll only drink that which will please to the Lord. And only as much as the Lord is pleased with us to drink. For we belong to God. And God mentions gluttony in the Bible and drunkenness in the Bible. Of course, we're total abstainers, I know, but still, I'm saying, we could drink too much of something else that's not good for us. Coffee, tea. I think of Brandon. No, he's a tea lover. But he better not drink too much of it. It could hurt his body. When I had my kidney stone, after the second one, and I asked the doctor, I said, I don't want to have any more. I said, can I drink coffee? He said, you can drink coffee, but don't overdo it. In other words, don't drink too much of anything. But he said, anything. Just drink anything and flush those kidney stones out. We weren't talking about alcohol. Wouldn't it be terrible if we come before the Lord and we spent more time or time too much time eating or drinking that we could have been reading the Bible or praying or thinking about Him? The most important thing of His Baptist churches is the Word of God coming out and the songs that will be sung. That's what this meeting's about. And if we can make it nice for our guests in the housing that we provide for them, fine. But I think they're supposed to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Main thing is the Word. The Word.
Not what we eat, but the Word. Hello? The Word. And fellowship. Fellowship's very important. I couldn't believe it. A year or two ago, some fellow gave me a bunch of cards to the McDonald's because he said, I sense that you like to go to McDonald's so much. I thought that was so stupid. He was supposed to be spiritual, but he ended up anything but spiritual. I could go on. Didn't he realize that the key reason we go over there, and we're probably going to change it over to here in the church because then you don't have the females around and you won't have the problem of the music and you won't have the problem with some people not having, tonight we can go there, but not have the problem of the environment there, so we can just go across here and have something and maybe have something and people won't have to worry about not having food or money to buy food. That we found out a few of our people were like that. Sometimes they wouldn't go because they didn't have the money. So we'll just have something over here. You follow? Mainly for our single soldiers, and if the others come over, that's fine. Just so, and then they can go right over there. You can take your single soldiers right over there, even if they're new, and they won't get lost finding out where it is or which one it is. I couldn't believe it. This fellow, he thought, I love McDonald's. Who cares? I had already suggested Whataburger and everything else. What do I care about McDonald's? That's kids' stuff. That's childish foolishness. Amen? Come on. What we're interested in is fellowshipping with God's people. That's what's important, not what you stuff in your mouth or don't have the stuff in your mouth. Most of us stuff too much in us. Amen? I'll tell you, none of us have thought too much of the Lord last week. None of us have prayed too much last week. No, none of us have loved Jesus too much last week. None of us have had sweet communion with the Lord too much last week. Some things you can't do too much. But you could put your wife or husband above the Lord, in front of the Lord. You could put your children in front of Christ. You could put your own pleasures ahead of Christ. Your own desires ahead of Christ. I'm telling you, as the world, follow me now, and I'm going to try to finish up in the next couple minutes. Let me say something. As this world gets more worldly and more worldly and more worldly, the normal Christian who's on fire and in communion with God is going to seem more crazy, more out of his head, more neglectful toward his wife and children. Come on now. All he does is pray. All he does is pray. All he does is go soul winning. All he does is go soul winning. Well, Eve got in trouble. Amen? She was the first in the transgression. Hello? I haven't found anybody. There's not a man in here who loved Jesus too much last week. But there's a great number of us who didn't show our love for Jesus, though he means everything to us. We didn't show our love for Christ like we should have last week in our time in communion with God. Or our soul winning, on the soul winning time or on the job. Hello? It's still a matter of obedience. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. What Brother Godfrey's got coming is nothing new around this place. We promote evangelism, soul winning. Because someone went to Brother Metcalf's house. That's how you got saved. Someone invited me to camp, and that's how I got saved. Someone paid my other way week at camp so I could stay another week and get grounded. And don't even know who did that. Someone preached the sermon in the night that I trusted the Lord and got it all settled down at the campfire later. Someone said they wonder if anything is done by anybody not in answer to prayer. Everything's done in answer to prayer. But the question is, we don't even pray. Concerted prayer. As the heart pants after the water brook, so pants my soul after thee, O God. Father, thank you for your word. Bless us, Lord. Help us.
Now, Lord, we know we've been lengthy tonight, but we do need help. I need help. All our people need help. Draw us nearer. Dear Lord, some of us need to just do what God wants. Some of us need to go over to the McDonald's tonight and have a little fellowship with our school. At least there's no school tomorrow. Just a field day and then the activity tomorrow night and then Friday night. Others, we know they'll probably have school, dear God. But I pray, dear Lord, we'd put you first in everything. If we need fellowship, we'd go get some fellowship. We just do what's right. I pray that we wouldn't put our own self ahead of the activities and the things of the church, the things of thee, Lord. Dear Lord, we fail so much. I fail so much in my walk with thee, Lord. Please draw me nearer, nearer to thy precious bleeding side. Help us, Lord, to have just a closer walk with thee. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.